Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, it's that time again, Blog Talk listeners. Come on, let's get into it. Let's relax and let's just give ourselves away. Let's just let the world fade away. All the things that's been going on today, this is our time to just worship together, lay it down at the altar, and let's just breathe and say thank you, Jesus, all together. Through everything, whatever it is, good times, happy times, this is a glorious time. This is something that we should celebrate and be in praise and glorify that we can together say thank you, Jesus. So whatever it is, good times, fun times today, now let's just praise him and thank him for those good times. If we didn't have the best day today, if it was challenges in our day, as it happens to be in our life, let's just thank God that we made it through that also. So through it all, we said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for one thing. Thank you for all things. And we just give you favor, and we just love you, Lord Jesus, and we just praise you. The Blog Talk listeners, as we come now with our scripture, we're going to get Sister Tatiana, who's going to give us our scripture today, and we're still going to be in the book of Timothy. So we're doing 1 Timothy, and we're going to let her go ahead and start with our scripture, and then we're just going to talk a little bit tonight. We're just going to talk a little bit. All right, Sister Tatiana, are you on? Let's see. Sister Tatiana, are you on? Okay, well, go ahead with our scripture. Okay, I don't hear Sister Tatiana, so we're just going to go ahead and get our scripture then. Again, we're going to come out of 1 Timothy, and we're going to do 1 Timothy. We're going to start at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned love that is in thee, which dwells first in thy grandmother, Lois, their mother, Eunice. And I'm persuaded that in thee also, this is again to Paul writing to Timothy. Verse 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love and of sound mind. Verse 8 says, so be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to the works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Jesus Christ before the world began. And verse 10 says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to life through the Gospels. 11 says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Jesus Christ. Which is in Jesus Christ. Which is in Jesus Christ. For good things, which was committed unto thee kept by the Holy Ghost will dwell in us. 1 Timothy 1 through 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, because today, just like any other day, we give you praise. I thank you, Father, that as we woke up this morning by the touch of your Holy Spirit, that it was your grace, it was your mercy, it was your desire, it was your will that we were here for another day. And I thank you, dear Father, for that. I thank you, dear Father, that we have people that have troubled hearts right now, worried about different things right now. But I thank you that you're that same comforter. Whether we choose to accept your comfort or we choose to worry needlessly, you're available to us, and I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, dear Father, for all of the ones who are trying daily to become more like you, to walk in your walk, to walk and step in your righteousness, in your pathway of righteousness. I thank you for those, each and every one. Dear Father, I thank you for every parent right now. Dear Father, who is trying to be an example before their loved ones. Dear Father, some are accomplishing that deed more than others. And some right now, dear Father, are going through some trials, and they feel like that nothing they're doing is working out for them. But I thank you for being that uplifting hand for them. I thank you for looking inside of their heart. I thank you, dear Father, for giving comfort to them also. I thank you, dear Father, for the ones who has decided that regardless of how things look right now, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop worshiping. I'm not going to stop praising. And, dear Father, right now, this is who the word, your word, I ask that you just spill over into their homes right now. Just spill into their hearts right now. Just meditate on their mind and give them directions right now, right now, right now, all right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's confused. Somebody's feeling left out. Somebody's feeling unloved right now. Somebody's feeling abused. They feel like all that they've done for their loved ones, they're feeling like that none of that is paying off. They're feeling like nothing is coming to head. But right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the name that is the highest name, the name that every disease must bow down to, the name that every situation has to stop and bow down because Jesus is Lord. So under that name, by the blood of Jesus, we just cover up all of those sins. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for giving us your son, that without, who had never sinned, but took on our sins, the same sins that mother is worrying about right now, is covered by the blood of Jesus. The same sins, dear Father, that this husband has committed right now, but is coming weeping with a weeping heart and a weeping spirit, is covered by the blood of Jesus. The same sins that you bought for us on the cross, dear Father, hallelujah, that you took upon yourself, it's that same sin that child right now who's run away has now see themselves digging themselves deeper and deeper and deeper and don't know how to get out. But it's throwing up their hands, says, God, if you're there, hear me. That's the same sin that you died for, Jesus. And so I thank you, Jesus. Right now I thank you. In the name of the Father and in the name of the Son, you said you're the first and you're the last, you're the beginning and you're end. We can't get too far away from you if we just want you. You said that you're patiently waiting for us. And I thank you, dear Father, for being there for us. Dear Father, I pray for Augustine, and I pray for Jonathan, Aurora. I pray for Sylvia. I pray for their younger brother, their younger sister, and I pray for their father. And right now, I pray for a relationship. All around their home, I ask you to camp out your soldiers all around them, wherever Augustus and Jonathan is right now. Oh, dear Father, I ask you to just stop whatever they're doing and let them just feel the presence of you right now in their life. Dear Father, they're calling out for different things and different people right now. They have mass of different things that they're trying to hide behind. But you said that anything done in the dark will be brought to light. And as the light is shed upon the sins of their lives right now, Father, let them know that you are forgiven, God. You are forgiven, God. It is nothing that they've done now that will separate them from you if they would repent of their sins. If they would turn around and come to you while there's yet still time. Dear Father, the respect for their parents. Oh, dear Father, we ask that you just shift something in their hearts right now. Reveal yourself to these young men right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Develop a love inside of them, dear Father, that just turns around whatever thought, negative, evil, demonic spirit that is trying to enter into them or that has entered, all by the blood of Jesus. We exercise the right to expel them out now. They have no room inside of each, any one of these kids. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it will not touch the younger brother. It will not touch the younger sister. And each parent will become stronger from this situation. Dear Father, forgive them of their sins and let them come ask them to repent of those sins, that they may be forgiven for them. Let them not die in the midst of their sins. I don't know how you're going to do it. I just bring them to you, Jesus. I can't save them, but I can bring them to you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving comfort to Sivia, giving comfort to her husband. Mend, dear Father, all the things that has been destroyed in that marriage. Mend, dear Father, all the things that has been broken or loose in that family. Mend it right now in the name of Jesus. We honor you, we praise you, and we give you love. May I decrease and you just increase. As we just come and worship you and praise you, give you love and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, this is your sister, your niece, your daughter, your friend, your evangelist, your minister. And I'm on a remote location tonight, and I'm out at the home of a family member, and we just anointing, just praising God for where we at, and everything that's around has just been touched, and we just spread the Holy Spirit over every situation. And I just thank God for family. I thank God for family. What a joy it is to just have family, just to be in the presence of family, just to know that you have someone who's got your back. I thank you, Jesus, for that. And I thank you, Jesus, that the opportunity to just stand forth in someone else's house and just be an anointing, just anoint, and just to bring your presence about. We come to you with thanksgiving, Jesus. We come to you with praise. We have another beautiful day here in San Antonio. All the weather is just gorgeous. I'm not sure where you're at as you're listening to this now or in the archives, but I pray that you're able to find enjoyment in your day regardless of what the temperature is outside. And you say, well, Evangelist, you're in San Antonio, so you don't, you know, do you know really cold weather? I do know cold weather. I do know cold weather. Omaha, Nebraska, I can't say. It is some places that does get colder, but it's not too many. Omaha will deal you some really deep cold weather. So we've learned to deal with that and live with it. And it basically, you know, it was quite beautiful. I enjoyed it. So haven't always been here in San Antonio, so I do know cold weather. But again, I just pray that you're able to find enjoyment in it and whatever you're doing and whatever's going on in your lives right now, that you take out time to just say thank you, Jesus. So again, the call-in number is 646-652-4916, 646-652-4916. I love the way that you continue to respond to me through email. Some people just said, I really didn't have a specific prayer request, but I just wanted to be obedient and just send an email. I just wanted to say I love you. I wanted to say that I love the work that God is doing in you, and I wanted you to know that I'm in your corner and I'm behind you, and anything that you need, let me know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful word. Just being obedient. You know what? God, nothing just happens. And, you know, it could be, we don't know what God has planned for our futures together. So I just thank you for all of the different ones. And, of course, all of the different ones that are in prayer requests. And I get some that says, I don't want my name to be mentioned on air. I just need you to pray for me in this situation. God bless you. And we, of course, keep you on the prayer wall. We pray for you three times a day. And then there are the ones that, you know, feel free to mention my name on air because I want other people that are in your circle to grasp the names and start to pray for me also, pray for my situation also. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you and you and you and you. Remember, we are taking different topics. What is it that's on your mind that you really want to talk about? What is it that is, if it's something that is bothering you, that you just really want to get a second opinion, a third opinion? You want to hear from the teachers, the preachers, the leaders. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you. We're here to help you on your daily walk. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that's going on inside of your church. This is your life. We're talking about real living here. The life that you're living, that's the life that we want to touch. We want to be able to direct you into the pathway of the word of Jesus Christ because that's the word that heals. That's what sets you free. That's what delivers you from all situations. That is what we're here for. We want to be a part of that in your life. We want you to know that we care. Here at Tri-Anointed Ministry, we believe that God is the healer. We believe that God is your provider. We believe that all of your needs are provided and taken care of by Jesus Christ. And he will send somebody in your way. He will send somebody, whether you know them or not. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So you may feel alone right now. We want you to know that you're never alone. I know you, the Holy Spirit is there, and he said, but sometimes I just need somebody that I can just pick up the phone and talk to. That's what we're here for. I just need someone that I can just go over this word with me that I read it and I read it. He said, I still just don't understand it. I just need someone to explain and just read this with me and tell me, what is it that God has given you about this word? That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. See, I just need someone to just sit on the line and listen to me as I just go through. I'm not really looking for someone to give me their advice. I just need someone to hear me out. That's what we're here for. For God is all of those things to us. God is patient with us. He's a listener. He speaks into our lives. He moves in our lives according to our acceptance of him. That's what he is to us. That's how lovely he is to us. So we, in return, as Christians, have to do the same thing to each other. We have to be our brother's keepers, and we have to know that whatever your problem is, it's my problem. Whatever your area of weakness is, if I'm strong, I should share that with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we don't want any broadcast to close without giving you the opportunity to just come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if you died right now today, are you for sure that you know where you would be at? So you're not going to have that time that in between your death and in between the time that Jesus Christ decides that he's coming back to get everyone. But if you died right now, you don't have a purgatory, you don't have a waiting room for you to decide there and go and check it out and then decide, is this somewhere I want to go? You don't have that. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is our word, tells us that when you're absent of this body, you only have one. You can make it over. You can do all kind of reconstruction to it. You can whatever, but you only have one. And when you're absent of this body, there's no coming back for this body. You want to be present with the Lord. It also tells us that every knee is going to bow, and then every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. If you have made up your mind today, right now, today, that I don't want to go on. I'm not the street evangelist. I know my boys is with me. I know I got people around me right now who don't want to hear this, but in my heart, I know I'm not for sure the outcome of where I would be if I died today. I'm not for sure. I know I believe in God. I've been hearing about God. I know that there's a God. But me, a personal relationship, have I talked to God? No, I haven't really had that personal talk with him. Or you may say, well, yeah, I've called on him when I was sick. Why would I call on God? God took this loved one from me. Or I asked for something and then it wasn't there. Just because that answer is delayed doesn't mean it's denied. Maybe he's delaying that answer to keep you from hurt, harm, death, and danger. Maybe he's saying no because he knows that would destroy you. See, he already knows all of the pit holes, all of the potholes, all of the clip droppers that the enemy has already set up before you to fall into, snares. And he loves you enough to say no to you to avoid you from getting caught up in it. So we have to look at this. It's not just another person that's human, but this is our Almighty God. He knows all. He sees all. Can we trust him? Can you trust him tonight? If you'd like to be a new creature in Christ, if you want to just lay down all of the sins that you have, you want to repent of them, you want to get rid of it, just repeat the words after me. Our Father, our Father, I thank you for being patient with me. I thank you that right now, in the midst of my sins, that you're still available to me. I accept you as my Father. I thank you for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, that he would give his life for my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. I confess my sins before you. Hallelujah. And I invite you to come into my life. I invite you to walk with me and live with me daily. I open the doors of my heart to you, Jesus. And I love you, and I look forward to a new life in you, a new creature in you. Amen. Amen. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. He said that if you repeat these words, that you are a new creature in Christ. Behold, all things are new. So don't let anyone tell you, remind you of what you used to be, who you used to be, what you used to do. Just remember, you are a new creature in Christ. Jesus loves you. You have a clean slate with Jesus right now. There's no better time than right now. All of the heavenly hosts are celebrating with you. Now, it's important that you tell somebody about your decision to follow Christ. It's important that you tell somebody about your decision to follow Christ. I would love to send you out a Bible. I would love to just pray with you. You can contact me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can leave me a message here at the Blog Talk Radio, Evangelist Vaughn Demas. And here at Tri-Anointed Ministry, we want to walk with you. We want to talk with you. We want to talk with you about really living life. We want to talk with you not about where you're at and what you have, but finding happiness wherever you're at right now, in the midst of wherever you're at right now, to be able to find joy. Because God said, whatever it is that you're going through, yeah, you may be in pain, but he said, I still have a door open for you to come and receive my joy. Yeah, you may be in shock about some news that you got, and he said, I know the flesh is going to be in shock about it. You should be in shock. It's a big dosage to handle, but I still have a door open for you. It's up to you to step through it to get a little bit of my peace. He said, I still want you to rest good tonight. Will you step through it and get some of my peace? I know that spouse just walked out on you, and I know it hurt. And I know you're crying, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't cry. He said, but in the midst of all your tears, will you just look up to the hills for which cometh your help? Will you just realize that all of your help cometh from the Lord? Because I still have a door open for you. that you can come and receive my joy. It's up to you, sisters and brothers. Will you step through that door? Will you accept his joy? Will you accept his peace? He said, I'm waiting patiently in line just for you. Just for you, just for you, just for you. Regardless of where you're at and what you're going through, just for you, just for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he's waiting just for you. As we say goodnight, we ask blessings over all of your homes, over your mind, that you have a peaceful night, that you rest good tonight, that you lay everything down and you just rest good tonight. Give it up to God and let him handle it. He will direct your mind and where you should be thinking and what should be your thoughts you should keep and what thoughts you need to just let go out of your head. Let him be the director of your peace tonight. Let him be the director of your joy tonight. And he will give you directions that will put you on the pathway of righteousness to get you through that valley of shadow of death, because it's only a shadow. It's not real. It's just penetrating your spirit right now. But you don't have to stay there. You got to go through it. And the sooner you follow him, the sooner you will get to the other side. Oh, and in Jesus' name, we thank you for all your love. And we praise you. And until tomorrow night, God bless you. We love you. Again, this is Evangelist Von Dimas, and you can contact me at upwithmegod@aol.com. See you tomorrow night. In time. Bye-bye.